Hello, and here is Hello from Adele.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
That song is 2.8 billion, you heard me, with a B, billion views on YouTube. And Adele's going to be giving us 7 super tips on today's Super You podcast.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super
you. I always love when we get 7 super tips from musicians because that allows us to come in with a cool song at the beginning of the Super You podcast. But thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Eric Quammen. A lot of you know me as Equal Man. Thanks for joining the Super You podcast. As you know, it's a podcast designed to unlock and unleash the superpower that is within all of us. A big thanks to our sponsor, Audible. You're probably like me. You're listening to a podcast because you can cook, you can clean, you can work out, you can exercise, you can do a ton of things while you're listening. Same holds true for listening to a great book from Audible. So thanks to our sponsors from Audible. Audible has made my new book, The Focus Project, available. So you can listen to me. I do the read, not a professional reader. Adele didn't read it, although I wish she would have. She's got such a great voice. But yeah, go check it out. And then today, we're going to get in 7 super tips from Adele. Adele Lori Blue Adkins is a British singer-songwriter who has sold millions of albums worldwide and won a total of 15 Grammys, as well as an Oscar. She was born May 5th, 1988. If your birthday's May 5th, send me a note. We'll send you a t-shirt. Adele's first two albums, 19 and 21, earned her critical praise and a level of commercial success unsurpassed among her peers. She is 5'9" and known as the British Queen of Soul. And here she is with tip number 1.
The success of 19 is like kind of shocked everyone involved with it. Like, because like I said, like I signed for no money in the UK. Do you know what I mean? There was nothing riding on it. I think if I'd sold like 10,000 records worldwide, then they'd be really rushing me. Like, to be like, quick, let's do another record. Like, you didn't make much of an impact, so you can follow it up with whatever. But because like because of the success, I feel like people are like, take your time. And I find that debut artists and bands get really frightened about losing the little niche that they've created for themselves, and they get scared that people are going to forget about them, and they rush their album and then kind of constantly want to stay in the limelight. And even when they're not performing, they'll go on like tacky chat shows and tacky game shows and stuff like that, and it just like and sell out and do like adverts and stuff like that. Whereas I think you're only as good as your next record, and I don't care if the whole world forgets about me, if it takes me 5 years to write a second album, if you come back with that like amazing single and wicked record, then people will remember you.
As a child, Adele's favorite music was from the Spice Girls. She also said that Etta James and Dusty Springfield have been influential, and she's got a dachshund named Louis Armstrong. Here we are at tip number 2.
Well, I've always been a control freak from a very young age, but I would credit my management for that. Like, when I'm like really, really tired and I'm like, can you just decide? Like, I can't be bothered right now. No, staying up till 5 a.m. until you understand everything, and then you can give me a yes or a no with a good reason and stuff like that. So definitely my management.
That's good management.
Yeah, oh no, my management are great. Like, and also, like, they want me to make the decisions on everything, small things, big things, whatever, do you know what I mean? So that... and it's my music, and I'm the artist. So why someone in a boardroom who's never written a record in their life should be making decisions for me? No. We are the artists, and we should be allowed to decide in every aspect.
As we move on to tip number 3, many musical artists have been found on YouTube, but Adele's success actually stemmed from MySpace. Remember that? Hi, Tom. Remember Tom would be your friend on MySpace? It was a social media platform which her friend used to post Adele's song project from school. Justin Timberlake invested, I think, $40 to $60 million in MySpace. Not the best investment. But here we are with tip number 3.
It's more, you know that saying, like, oh, don't take your work home? Mm-hmm. Mine is more like, I've got to really switch on to go to work. Like, my personality is the same, so, but being in a headspace of being mum to being me is, like, it's quite a big shift.
And you have to be strict about drawing those boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and I'm really in charge with everything that I do with my career, you know, and I have a very firm stance on that, whereas at home, I'm like, I'm a hot chocolate, like, I'm just a little puddle, you know?
What's interesting about Adele, despite her worldwide fame and audiences of millions, she still suffers from stage fright. And it's said in the past that she sometimes has panic attacks and throws up backstage. Again, we've seen this in a lot of top performers, and I've always mentioned Bill Russell. He was one of the best basketball players of all time, the Boston Celtic. A lot of celebrities suffer from imposter syndrome. But yeah, it's about taking the nerves, because a lot of us on us average folk, when we go to give a speech, say at work, or maybe it's at the rotisserie, or maybe it's at your kid's school, is turn those nerves into excitement. So go, okay, I should be nervous. Let's use that adrenaline. Let's use this power for excitement, for emotion. And then you take it and adjust it and judo flip it and flip it on its ear. So even Adele gets nervous. So it's okay to be nervous. But just change that word from nervous to excitement. Moving right along to numero cuatro, tip number four.
I feel like in order to move forward, you have to deal with things. You can't just hide them. And I feel like my whole life, I've just swept things under the carpet and stuff like that. Whereas by dealing with it all, which is because I was a parent and I only have so much capacity for drunk now, I had to deal with those things. And it was great because it made me realise actually that all of the things I was holding on to, good and bad, they weren't that good and they weren't that bad. And it was just life, you know. So it sort of it made it a lot easier to let go.
As we make our way towards tip number five, Adele's had several surgeries on her vocal cords, which I can only imagine must be scary as heck when that is your talent, that's your tool, and all of a sudden, boom, it's not working. The first one in 2011 was a result of her smoking, and she said by she didn't quit smoking, it was going to eventually kill her. And she's had several surgeries since then, a lot of times just overuse of the voice on stage. When she's hitting those deep and those high notes, must be very difficult, must be very challenging on those vocal cords themselves. And here we are moving on to tip number five.
My life's still wonderful and it's still blossoming and all that, but I just feel like the bigger your career gets, the smaller your life gets. And I remember seeing it in, it's not said like that, but you know Devil Wears Prada, the film? When, like, you know, she's, like, breaking up with her boyfriend. Everything to do with everything I ever do is based on a film. Like, literally, I have little snippets of films. Like, Rolling in the Deep was about Mark Wahlberg floating in the sea during the perfect storm. When he's reading the love letter. Like, that's what that's about. So, Rolling in the Deep's a bit... Yeah, that's, like, what I envisioned when I was singing it.
So, which film is Hello?
Hello's not really one. Hello didn't really have one, but like the saying of, you know, the bigger your career gets, the smaller your life gets. Yeah. In Devil Wears Prada, and her boyfriend's like getting annoyed. Yeah. And someone else says to her, like, when your whole life goes up in smoke, you drew a promotion. And I remember being like, what does he mean by that? And then I just, as my career got bigger on 21, my life didn't go up in smoke at all. And I love the opportunity and my life, I love everything about it. But it's just, you know, some people get quite phased by someone's success. So I had to sort of be a bit like, distance myself from a lot of people that I've known my whole life and just make my circle a bit smaller.
Well, a lot of you have been emailing me and pinging me and DMing me asking for more background on some of the guests that we have on here. And so early background, that is. And so Adele was born on May 5th, 1988 in Tottenham District of London to an English mother, Penny Adkins, and a Welsh father, Mark Evans. Evans left when Adele was two, and she was brought up by her mother. She began singing at age four and asserts that she became obsessed with voices. Then, in 1997, 9-year-old Adele and her mother, who by then had found work as a furniture maker and an adult learning activist organizer, relocated to Brighton on the south coast of England. Then in 1999, she and her mother moved back to London, first to Brixton, then to the neighboring district of West Norwood in South London, which is the subject of her first song, Hometown Glory. She spent much of her youth in Brockwell Park, where she would play the guitar and sing to friends, which she recalled in her 2015 song, Million Years Ago. She stated, "It has quite monumental moments of my life, and I've spent there, and I drove past it in 2015, and I just literally burst into tears. I really missed it." Adele graduated from the Brit School for Performing Arts and Technology in Croydon in May 2006, where she's a classmate of Leanna Lewis and Jessie J. But Adele credits the school with nurturing her talent, even though at the time she was more interested in going into A&R and hoped to launch other people's careers. So here we are with Adele with tip number 6.
I did feel like with 21 that I didn't save anything, any part of me for myself. But, you know, I think the key to it this time is that I haven't just gone, nah, this is what it's about. And I've skimmed the surface of what the song means to me and what I wrote them about. I've just literally just like skimmed the surface completely. And I think I would like everyone else to decide what these songs mean to them rather than me telling them what they mean to me completely or what it should mean to them. When I wasn't giving very much of myself at all, that's when I was writing the songs that were rubbish. So I think it's just the sacrifice you have to make. And my worst fear is not being believed. That's my worst fear. So if that means I've got to give all of myself, then that's fine.
Moving on to our last tip, tip number 7.
So I haven't changed my circle of friends. And my circle has definitely got smaller, but in terms of the core people in it, they just like they take the piss out. I'm a laughing stock to them, and I run everything past them, you know. And I mean, I'm not tempted in the slightest by anything that like being famous has to offer. Like it's really lovely, and it's a great luxury to dip in and out of it and to experience it. And I'm forever grateful of that. But it ain't real, so I don't feel like you can get attached to something that's not real. So I'd rather live a real life and be a real person.
Well, that's it for today's show. Thank you for joining me, your host, Eric Qualman. Most of you know me as Equal Man. I hope that I unlocked and unleashed a little part of you that helps you rise up and be your superhero today in most days. But if we can help in anything, don't hesitate to reach out to us. You can DM me on anything social. I'm Equal Man across the board, or feel free to shoot me an email, equalman@equalman.com. If you have questions you want us to post on the show, we're happy to answer those as well. We'd like to thank our sponsor that makes it all possible, Audible. If you like to get things done, if you just want to listen, relax, you don't want to read, you're in the car, maybe you got a road trip coming up. This pandemic, we've been driving like crazy instead of flying. So maybe you listen to your latest and greatest book on Audible. And again, thanks for joining us today. Until next time, this is Equal Man reminding all of us, not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super,
super you.
Oh, yeah.